Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Dammy has a list of requirements to date her, including making $200,000 a year, having a black Amex card, and paying all her bills, and financing her luxury lifestyle. She's also married and has a boyfriend. I guess it doesn't hurt a woman to ask, as their standards keep on rising. If those are her standards, imagine how high the standards of a woman that's a 5 must be today. You also need to make more than $200,000 a year to get a black Amex card. More like 2 million. So there are no takers for this one. Up next, what should Apple name its latest revolutionary device? Maybe the iPoop, or how about the iPod? Or the Crapple? Basically the word Apple with C and R in front of that word. There's so many options like iCrap. That's what Apple products feel like these days. Zero innovation, as the cost seems to be going up for technology, with it barely improves. No thank you. Number three, if you go on Google and ask why your husband is yelling at you, you'll get a number for a domestic violence hotline. But if you're a man and ask why your wife is yelling at you, then it says she might be yelling at you because she feels unheard, has been disrespected, or has some sort of mental health struggle. And they say that we're living in a patriarchy. Yelling at a woman is now considered domestic assault or something. Moving on, Dawn tells a woman she wants a rich man because she couldn't get rich herself, and relies on somebody else getting their life together and then choosing her. That's what women do. They wait at the finish line for one of the winners and pick them. They all plan the exact same thing, but there are only a few male winners of that race, and a horde of women all waiting at the finish line expecting to be picked. I guess it's true what they say. Great minds think alike. Unfortunately, so do stupid ones. Number 5, Elon Musk was asked about refining the border wall, and this is what he came up with. My only question is, where did all those crocodiles come from? Maybe Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Unfortunately, this isn't the genius idea Musk thinks it is, because it'll just invite poachers looking to make and sell some boots and handbags. Plus, these crocs look delicious if you're a Haitian. Up next, Governor Gavin Newsom has just signed a law banning all plastic shopping bags at grocery stores. But people will just order more through Amazon or other delivery services, increasing the CO2 emissions from trucks. Or they'll just get reusable cloth bags that eventually burn more coal than it takes to make 1,000 plastic bags. Plus, most of us use plastic bags for household waste, and will continue to buy them at the store anyway. Number 7, someone asks, if you think that MAGA women are hotter, tougher, and smarter than liberal women. I see a different rapper with the same evil spirit. Most of them are also butterfaces, or bag over head material. The better question to ask is, would you rather be with a woman with a beautiful face and a fat body? Or a butterface with a great body? A woman's face is the most important thing for me. Also remember that women are women first, and everything else second. Moving on, a new term is dropped called fempathy. It's when a woman tells a man how he feels or should feel. Examples include, you should feel ashamed of yourself, or that's no reason to get angry. This just seems like a new fancy way to call something gaslighting. Women tell us how we should feel in any given situation, so that we're a lot easier to control. Number 9 is Nicole Arbour, and she says that obesity ends more people than gun violence. Yet there's still no march to end it, which ironically would literally help end it. I don't know how well that'll work though, because slut walk is sort of the same thing. But it ends up becoming a march to expand obesity, and women going there just get fatter. You know what would really help end obesity? If they stop marching to the pantry all damn night. Up next is a quote that says women are no longer meant to sit still and look pretty, that they're meant to lead empires. But women destroy empires and men build them. Notice the quote doesn't mention anything about women building empires first. It's like the question, why aren't there more female CEOs? Because men build companies and they don't want to hand over their power to a woman for something they've worked their entire lives for. Even the New Testament says that women shouldn't exercise authority over men, but that she should rather remain quiet. Number 11, apparently if you swipe left on a dating app, you might be contributing to income inequality. This is an actual article saying this, but I'm sure it only applies to males. If you're a man that swipes left, that means there's no date and a woman will have to pay for her own damn meal. She can't baby trap a man or get him to pay her debts off. See how unequal that is? Men need to support women's lifestyles for the sake of equality. The lamestream media is done. Moving on, another dumb article is called Why Guys Get Turned On When You Orgasm and Why That's a Bad Thing. Because apparently the guy's gonna make a woman's orgasm all about himself. you can win with women. You give them what they want, and they just say you're doing it because it's actually what you want. Joker says, so quickies are back on the table then. I guess that's a win for men, if that's what women want. Number 13, why is it that many women, when they get a PhD in things like social science or honorary doctorates, expect you to call them a doctor? But when a man has an actual STEM field PhD, he doesn't care about titles, and just wants you to call him Bob. It's basically because women are falling victims to the status of credentialism. Men see status as a byproduct of accomplishing something, while women see status itself as the pinnacle of achievements. Up next, Oprah is worth $3.2 billion, and she lectures everyone else about inequality, gives parenting advice while she has no children of her own, and gives marital advice even though she's never been married. Sounds to me like she should only give business advice. As far as I'm concerned, the only advice people should be taking from Oprah is how to grift money from suckers over a sustained period of time to gain long-term wealth. Or she could teach people how to gain more brain-dead followers. Number 15, Zuby says he's convinced that if you gave everyone $25,000 at the same time to start life all over again at zero, then most of the currently rich people would be rich again, and those that are currently broke would be broke again in a year. Not all, but most. This is the Pareto principle. Even the Bible talks about this, and those that have money attract money, but only if they know how to manage it. Most people spend as much money as possible each month because they don't know how to delay gratification. Moving on is the difference between female truckers on Instagram versus those in real life. If you think that's bad, then you don't want to see a female scrap metal collector. One time I was collecting some old electronics for recycling and a woman came out with the build of a man, and she was pissed off that I was taking hundreds of dollars worth of scrap computer towers that she felt entitled to. She looked like a 6-foot-tall dude with long hair and boobs. Number 17, the neighbors of a family who refused a £25 million offer from developers say they're grateful for that decision. Of course they are, because now they have an amazing surreal view. I'm sure they probably tried to get them to join the homeowners association too, so they can let their dogs crap on that humongous lawn. Besides, if they wanted to sell the property today, they could get £50 million, so it's probably just a long-term investment. Up next, this University of North Carolina student was found ended while going on a hike alone on Table Mountain in Cape Town, South Africa, after going missing while solo hiking. This time, however, enrichment didn't do this to her, but her own incompetence as she got lost. Always carry a satellite locator beacon while traveling, or even if you're doing a road trip in a desolate area where there are few vehicles. But what I want to know is, why would you let your 20-year-old daughter travel to South Africa alone with a broken foot? Probably some single mother did this. Number 19, there's the look of satisfaction on women's faces when they're creepers at the gym. It's sad that she couldn't find a single shot where at least one guy was looking at her. Women are so desperate for attention these days that they're willing to blame others for even just looking at them. Looks like narcissists are ugly, and the real creeper is her. A covert creeper trying to wreck men's lives. Moving on, speaking of creepy women at the gym, here's one asking one of the gym bro chads that she really wants if he's lifting weights to impress her. He tells her no, and he's more interested in impressing his own children, and so he can play with them before he gets super old. Women always assume that every man out there is checking them out and trying to impress them. And if men aren't, then they get in your face to force you to check them out in that way. Number 21, apparently sources are saying that Kevin Hart's wife wants to divorce him after the FBI revealed to her some very explicit footage of him from a P. Diddy raid. Also, why is no one saying anything about Justin Bieber? This is also probably what he looked like leaving a Diddy party. No wonder he faded into obscurity and doesn't really get involved in that scene anymore. Up next, a recent study found that alphabet people have a lower IQ than average, which is around 92. I don't know if that's true, but apparently a Cambridge study from 2012 found the exact opposite. While straight males face an educational crisis, gay men excel academically. Could that have something to do with academia being more geared to feminine ways of thinking and accepting them for who they are? However, lesbians perform more poorly than straight women in academics. Number 23, looks like this woman lost a high-value man by being dumb enough to cheat on him, and she thinks that holding up a sign saying, "Sorry, Eddie, I'll never cheat again," and a PS5 will bring him back. Odds are she paid for that gaming system on his credit card. Also notice how there's no game in sight, meaning he's going to have to go out and buy one himself. This is still better than most Western women that blame you when they cheat on you. Moving on, Daisy Ridley was voted the 8th highest actress fans wanted to see, be in the next James Bond film as the Bond girl? What about the other seven girls that they voted on instead? I bet you that Sydney Sweeney was in the top three and everyone wants to see her with her knockers out. I'll give another Bond movie a chance, even with the female 007, if Disney makes a Black Tarzan film first. Star Wars has ruined Daisy Ridley's career, and there's no coming back as she ages out of Hollywood. Number 25 and the last one, holy hell, what happened? I know I've shared this one before, but that has to be one of the worst after pictures I've ever seen of her. This is the best example of how the wall is undefeated. You also know that the after image on the right has to be the worst advertisement for star cucks ever. But we all know how this happened. Hollywood, feminism, liberalism, and a pinch of substance abuse. The picture on the right looks like she has no soul. Like it's been taken from her by a bunch of trains that ran right through her. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.